This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of people have gathered in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for an interfaith service dedicating a prayer wall outside historic Vernon African Methodist Episcopal Church. Monday's event comes on the centennial of the start of one of the deadliest race massacres in the nation. Civil rights leaders, including the Reverend Jesse Jackson, joined multiple local faith leaders offering prayers and remarks outside the church. The building was largely destroyed in 1921 when a mob of white people descended on the prosperous black neighborhood, burning, killing, looting, and leveling a 35-square-block area. The Oklahoma Bureau of Vital Statistics officially recorded 36 deaths from the event, but a 2001 state commission re-examined the events and confirmed the actual death toll was between 75 and 300 people. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it's not an isolated incident that over 200 children were found buried at a former Indigenous residential school. Trudeau's comments come as Indigenous leaders are calling for an examination of every former residential school site, institutions that held children taken from Native families across the nation. The remains of 215 children were confirmed this month at the Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia. From the 19th century until the 1970s, more than 150,000 First Nations children were required to attend state-funded Christian schools as part of a program to assimilate them into Canadian society. Many were beaten and verbally abused, and up to 6,000 of them are believed to have died. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden remembered those who died serving in the U.S. military on Monday as the United States celebrated Memorial Day. In remarks at Arlington National Cemetery, Biden said democracy itself is in peril and said the way Americans honor the memory of fallen soldiers will determine how long democracy will endure. He said empathy is the fuel of democracy and added that Americans' willingness to see each other as neighbors and not enemies will help sustain the nation and its ideals. He also noted that the U.S. military is diverse and called for inclusivity in American culture to continue to grow. To fight a rise in cases caused by the coronavirus variants, France and England moved Monday to increase vaccinations. France is now allowing all adults to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. President Emmanuel Macron and his wife Brigitte were vaccinated on Monday. As of Monday, France had confirmed more than 5.7 million cases of COVID-19 and 109,000 deaths from the disease, according to Johns Hopkins University. In Britain, health officials opened London's Twickenham Rugby Station as a mass vaccination site that accepted walk-ins. Britain is experiencing a rise in coronavirus cases as it tries to contain a fast-spreading virus variant that was first identified in India. And beginning June 7th, Germany plans to make the coronavirus vaccine available to all people older than 16. Morocco and Spain have traded new accusations in a diplomatic row triggered by the Western Sahara territorial issue that led this month to a migration crisis in Spain's enclave in northern Morocco. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez described Morocco's actions in appearing to relax border controls with the enclave of Ceuta as unacceptable and an assault on national borders. Morocco's foreign ministry, meanwhile, blamed Spain for breaking, quote, mutual trust and respect, drawing parallels between the issues of Western Sahara and Spain's Catalonia region, where there is an independence movement. The dispute was sparked by Spain admitting Western Sahara independence movement leader Brahim Ghali for medical treatment without informing Morocco. Johnson & Johnson is asking for Supreme Court review of a $2 billion verdict in favor of women who claim they developed ovarian cancer from using the company's talcum products. The case features an array of high-profile attorneys, including former U.S. independent counsel Kenneth Starr, representing women who sued Johnson & Johnson. The court could say as soon as Tuesday whether or not it will take the case. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.